so we're about to start the sugya of Baila Bi'ir. Yesterday we discussed Ishto Imo. Ishto Imo is different than Baila Bi'ir, as we discussed yesterday. How close does your wife have to be? Does she have to be imamish in the room? Yotze v'nichnas? Is being in the ear enough? So let's take a look at the Gemara first. You got to see the Gemara, otherwise the whole suit, right? It's obvious reasons. Okay, so says the Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph over here. Amar Rav. Let's start from the last word on the line is Amar, about 11, 12 lines into the page. Amar Rav, Malkin Ali Yichud. We give Malkus for a violation of Yichud, but they know Sun Ali Yichud. We don't make a woman usher her husband just because she violated Yichud. So here you have a woman, married woman, she goes and has Yichud with another guy, she's still permitted to her husband. If she sleeps with another guy and we know about it, she's ushered her husband. Has yichud she's mutter. Amr of Ashi lo Amr nel biyichud penuya. That's only the idea that we give malchus is only if she was a single girl. Avul biyichud eshtish lo. A married woman who has yichud, we can't give malchus to either. Why? Shlotei motzila azal baneha. What are people going to say if they see that you're giving malchus because of something she did with another guy? Here she's a married woman, she has children with her husband, and now they see that you're giving malchus because of something she did with another guy. So people are going to assume, whoa, she must be having some sort of relationship with that other guy, and who knows whose kids her kids really are. Maybe they're not her husband's kids, maybe they're that other guy's kids. And people are going to think the kids are mamzerim. So to protect the children, we don't give the mother the malchus that she deserves. So it comes out, it's so counterintuitive. Yichud eshes ish, we've been discussing for a week already, is the most serious form of yichud. It's the biggest violation. But we only give malchus if she's a penuya, which is only drabana. If she's an eshes ish, we can't give malchus because we can't do it to her children. Marzutra came up with an etza. He said, we can give her malchus. What are we going to do about the fact that people will assume her kids are mamzerim? Malki u'machriz. Give malchus and, you know, make an announcement. Hey, everybody, we're only giving malchus because of yichud. We don't have any evidence of anything more than yichud over here. So as long as you machriz, as long as you let everyone know, so then it's going to save the kid's reputation. So they asked Ravashi, why don't you do the same thing? That seems like a great idea. Meaning, it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense that an Eish Tzish is not going to get Malkus while the Panuya gets Malkus. So why don't you give the Eish Tzish Malkus? You're worried about the Mamzerim, so be Machriz. Announce it. Amalei, he said, that's not the way people's memories work. And it's not the way news travels. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And the accompanying, under the picture, the accompanying, subtitle or whatever, the caption, right, under the picture is not always read. And certainly the article along with it is not always read. So you get the Shama Baha, V'lo Shama Baha. There are going to be people that heard about the Malkus, because, you know, you see that's jarring, but will not have heard about the fact that, it was only Yichud, she didn't really sleep with the guy, but no one's going to hear about that. Amarav, Malkana lo tova shmua, Shemar albani ki lo tova shmua. We also give malchus when someone has a bad reputation, even if we don't have evidence of any specific crime. Marzutra Mosav Laf Siral Kasve Makri Le Albani. And Marzutra used to do this. He used to do some sort of, he would have physically something put on the person's shoulders as a physical evidence for what they were giving him malchus, that it was only for Lotov Ashmua. And then he would say Albani. So now this would seem to be not related to our sugya of Baal HaBi'ir, but there's a reason I started reading the Gemara from there. But now the Gemara gets into Baal HaBi'ir. And we'll see why it's important. The context here might be important. Amar Rabba, Baal HaBi'ir Ein Choshe Mishum Yichud. If the woman's husband is in town, it's Ein Choshe Mishum Yichud. I'm not going to translate that phrase now. How do you understand that phrase without me translating it? How would you translate? Ein Choshe Mishum Yichud. You say. Her husband's in town, Ein Choshe Mishum Yichud. Which means it is mutter. Yichud is mutter if her husband's in town. Okay? Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesach Lushes Rabbi Min Choshim Shmichud. Similarly, if she's alone in a room with a man, but the door is open to a public area, also in Choshim Shmichud. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you a story. Rav Bibi Yikla Lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi went to eat at Rav Yosef's house. Basa Dekarach Rifta, after they ate their bread, Amr Luhu Shkuli Dargu Mitosi Bibi. Rav Yosef said to the people in his house, take the ladder out from under Bibi. Bibi's up on the top floor. My wife is down on the bottom floor. I don't want Rav Bibi to have access to my wife because I'm going out now. So move the ladder away so Rav Bibi will not have access to my wife and my wife won't have access to him. Frak the Gemara, I v'amar Rabba Balabir ein choshim shem yichud. What are you worried about? You're not leaving town. You're just going out to run a few errands. You go to the Beis Medrash, wherever you're going. You're going to be around. And don't we know Bala Be'ir is not a problem of Yichud? So what are you worried about? No, Shaini Rav Bibi Dushashvinisei Havai V'gaisabei. Rav Bibi's different because he has a relationship with the family. He's close with the family, and therefore there's a certain comfort level between Mrs. Rav Yosef and Rav Bibi, and even Bala Be'ir won't help. So whatever Bala Be'ir accomplishes is counterbalanced and counteracted by Liba Gaspa, by a certain comfort level between the two people. Good. So that's the Gemara. Now, what is the definition of the term Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud? We're not concerned. So Rashi has a startling comment. I would have said exactly the way you guys translate it. Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud is, it's mutter. Husband's in town, don't worry. Yichud is mutter. Says Rashi, Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud Lahalkos. You don't get malkos for having such a yichud. What does that imply? It's the lasser. You don't get malkus, but it sounds like he's saying it's the lasser. And then Rashi explains why you don't get malkus, why it's a lesser form of yichud. The mistafi mi bal hashta asi, because they're afraid of the husband. The husband might walk in at any time, and therefore it's not as bad of an isser. But it sounds like it's still lasser. You're just not going to get malkus for it, even though normally a pnuya does get malkus for yichud. I'm sorry. This is an eshish, obviously. Even though normally someone deserves malchus for yichud, we're not going to give malchus for yichud when by labir. Wait a second. Before we even get to Tosis kasha and Rashi, which is the strongest kasha, I thought an eshtesh doesn't get malchus for yichud. Didn't we say an eshtesh doesn't get malchus because of what you're going to say about the children? So this must be assuming, like the opinion, that an Eshesh does get, like Marzutra, that an Eshesh does get Malkus, and you just, it's accompanied by an announcement. There's a caption with the Malkus. And then comes along Rabba, and he says, yeah, you're right, an Eshesh normally gets Malkus for Yichud, but Palabir, no Malkus for Yichud. Still Aser, but no Malkus. But according to the opinion that there's no malchus for yichud at all with an eshes ish, then you don't need Bala Be'ir l'char. What's Bala Be'ir teaching me? Of course there's no malchus for yichud with an eshes ish. Is there any way that Rashi's reading could fit with Rav Ashi's comment that an eshes ish never gets malchus anyway? Is there any way that an Eishas Ish never gets Malkus anyway for Yichud? Because what are people going to say about the kids? So how do you then read, Bala Be'ir doesn't get Malkus for Yichud. The Eishas Ish doesn't get Malkus, and Bala Be'ir, there's no Malkus. So it would seem that it doesn't fit. We're going to have to see if there's a way that it could fit with Rav Ashi. But the stronger Kasha on Rashi, even stronger than that, because that one you could say, okay, so it's saying like Marzutra, fine. Stronger Kasha and Rashi. Bala Be'ir, he's saying, is still Aser, right? How do we make any sense of the story that Gemara just told? Rav Bibi goes to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Yosef says, ooh, make sure there's no yichud between my wife and Rav Bibi. I don't want any yichud between my wife and Rav Bibi. And what do they ask Rav Yosef? What are you worried about? Balabir! What should the obvious answer have been? Look, I know she's not going to get Malkus. I don't want her to do anything usser either. If you say like Rashi, that even with Balabir, it's still usser, what kind of kasha are they asking on Rav Yosef? Ah, don't worry, Balabir, it's okay. Where he then has to answer, oh no, Balabir is not okay over here because it's Libo Gaspa, it's an exception to Balabir. Forget about it. Balabir is not okay. Balabir is just no Malkus, but it's not okay. It's not mutter. So says Tosfos, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. How does he read that line in the Gemara? So Tosfos, because of that reason, disagrees with Rashi. And he says, V'nir lefarish, ein choshen klal mishum yichud, afilu isura leka. There's no chashash whatsoever. It's not even an iser. It's not even an iser. Now, what would, you know, before we get to answering Rashi, what would motivate Rashi to assume that those words, Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud, is about Malkus, as opposed to about the Yisr itself? Why would Rashi think that Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud is about, oh, no Malkus, as opposed to no Yisr? Meaning, we might have answers for Rashi that will say, no, I totally misunderstood Rashi, there really is an Isser. Okay. But what's the Hava meaning? What would be the logic to read the Gemara and say, Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud means, it's Asur, but you're not going to get Malkus? So I think there are two major indications that would set Rashi off to that. Yeah?
There still is an
Isser
of Yichud, but they're not
going to
be Malkus because...
There's definitely an Isser of Yichud with an Ish when it's not Balabir. Right? But we're saying Balabir when the husband's in town. Sarash says, yeah, even then it's Asir. Where does he get the idea that even then it's Asir? That it's only about Malkus. Ein Choshen means just no Malkus. And you're telling me when it's Ein Balabir, okay, then of course there's still an Isser. So I think there are two major indications. First of all, you always have to think like what Rashi read these words in the Gemara. What would the alternative have been? Meaning, is there another way to have said it that would imply that it's mutter? Lagamri, that you're allowed to have yichud? How would you formulate that? What does Rashi want the Gemara to say? If it wanted to say mutter, what would it have said? Balabir, mutter. Right? Ein choshishin mishum yichud. We're not concerned because of yichud. That's a little bit, you know, long-winded. Right? Ein yisri yichud and balabir. Yichud mutaris. Yichud mutter and balabir. Something like a shabailabir. Ahmed, Varmamurin, the Yichud is Asr, Kashen, Bailabir, Bailabir, Mutter. Right? Something like that, I don't know. Ein, Choshe, Mishum, Yichud leads you to believe that it's not, it's something other than Mutter. That's one. So what do the words mean? Who's Choshe Shin? How do you say that a person doesn't have to worry? Ein, no Choshe. Ein, Choshe Shin means. We don't have to worry. A group. Who? Who's the group that doesn't have to be concerned with it? So Beis Din, don't worry about it. You don't have any business here. You think you don't have to give her Malkus. It's not your responsibility. Between her and God, she's got her Avera. And the guy that had Yichud with her has his Avera. But we, as a Beis Din, don't have to worry about it. Furthermore, it's just the context. What were we just talking about in the Gemara? Whether you give Malkus to an Eish Tzish who violates Yichud. The whole context of the Gemara was about Malkus. So in that context, we said, ah, Balabiyir, it doesn't apply. What doesn't apply? Well, the last 10 lines of the Gemara were all about Malkus. So the Malkus conversation doesn't apply because there's not going to be Malkus here. If it was about that there's no Isra of Yichud, it should have come before the whole Malkus conversation. When we said, oh, how do I know Yichud Zasuki? Sischa chicha ben imecha v'chi ben emesis ben av einu mesis el ben misachim demimo v'edim misachim kol ha'ra'ya shab Torah ba'al v'yir einu choshim isham Yichud. Should have been right there. So maybe those are the two indications for Rashi that we're only talking about Malkus. But that doesn't really answer Tosas Kasha. I mean, Tosas Kasha is the Laban Kasha. What's going on in that story in the Gemara? And they're asking Rav Yosef, what are you so concerned about? No big deal. You're Bala Be'ir. If it's Aser, I'm concerned my wife shouldn't have violated Nisir. So I found four different ways to answer for Rashi. Two of them by the same person, by the Bach. One from Rav Shach in the Aviezri, and one from the Taz in Hilchos Yichud, at the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch. So first let's look at the Hagos HaBach on the page. We'll stay on the page of the Gemara. Rashi Baila Beir, right? Baila. So it says the Bach in Oz Gimel, Lahalkos, Nirbeinai Kolomar, Lahalkos Ulahachriz Kisfaras Marzutra. Now when Rashi says that you don't get Malkus, it means you don't do the Malkus and Hachraza like Marzutra had suggested. Meaning, we just learned the Gemara that Marzutra was Malki Machriz, that an Eishes ish, even though really you have to be concerned about what people are going to say about our children. Marzutra said there's a way to get around that concern by giving the Malkus and being Machriz and making an announcement. By Bala Be'ir, you don't have to be Malki or Machriz. Which means you wouldn't even give Malkus. That's what Rashi's trying to tell us. Normally you give Malkus by Inesh's ish, but here you don't. How does that answer the question? As well as Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha was, if it's Mutter Rav Yichud, what's the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbah? Right? So maybe the Bach is saying it's not Mutter Rav Yichud. It's Asir. Why does Rashi highlight the Malkus? Because we just got through saying, I'm sorry, if we're Asir Rav Yichud, what's the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Yosef? So the Gemara is saying, no, it's not Asr, it's Mutter Rav Yichud. Rashi's highlighting the Malkus because that's what we were just talking about. We were just saying that you can give Malkus and be Machriz. So Rashi's saying, you know what, but over here it's Mutter, and therefore you don't have to give Malkus and be Machriz. But he highlights the Malkus because that was the conversation we were just talking about. It's interesting, just before we even move further, if you look at the Rambam, how the Rambam quotes this halacha. So do we have the Rambam in here? I don't know if I put it in here. No, I just have all these tshuvas svarim and everything. Alright, but I'll read you the Rambam. I have a photocopy of the Rambam. The Rambam Perchav Beis of Hilchos Yisurei Biya. Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes as follows. Eishes ish shahaya bala bi'ir. Eino choshashas liyichud mepnei she'emas baila aleha. Notice the difference. What did the Gemara say? Baila bi'ir ein choshashin mishum yichud. Rambam says eina choshashas liyichud. What's the difference? Who's the Rambam talking to? The woman. She doesn't have to be concerned about the Yichud. Meaning, it's mutter. The Yichud's totally mutter for her. Rashi, ein choshesh in mishum Yichud. We're talking to the Beis Din? Why are we talking to the Beis Din? Oh, it must be about Malkus. The Rambam, ein chosheshes li Yichud. Then the Rambam disagrees with the second part of Rashi. We'll get to that soon. We'll get to that at a different time. But first, let's look at the other approaches to how to understand Rashi. The Bach on the tour over here in Dibra Maskul Isha. Do we have the tour here? Here it is. Bach. Simon Chafez and Ebenezer. Where is it? Says the Bach, Isha Shabai Labir. So the Torah writes, Isha Shabai Labir, Ein Choshin Lehis Yachedima, Mipnei Shemas Baila Aleha. Says the Bach, Sham, the Gemara over there in Kiddushin Pei Aleph, Amar Rava Baila Bir, Ein Choshin Lehis Yachedima, Pirush Rabbeinu, Dahachi Kamar, Mutar Lehis Yachedima, Vechein Yermi Dever Rambam. Not like Rashi, that it's Mutar, Shapirush Kachshari Gamukas of Mipnei Shemas Baila Aleha. Aval mipirush Rashi mashma. From Rashi it sounds, Tivadai osu lechadchilo lisyachirima afilu by lebiir. That you're not allowed to have yichud even if it's by lebiir. Ela dein choshishin diavarim nisyachtaim ishlal koso. But we don't have to worry to give a guy malchus if they did it. Visvirle the Rashi. Tibbein by lebiir. When you don't have by lebiir, Afal gavdein malkino sashlotay the motzi lazal baneha, aval oso malkin. Huge chiddush the Bach says. What did we just say in the previous Gemara? When an Eish Zish has yichud, don't give her malkus. Why not? Because what are people going to say about the kids? When an Eish Zish has yichud, she's not the only one that did an avera. Who else did the avera? The man that went into a room alone with her. The Gemara, the previous Gemara, when it said don't give Malkus because we're worried about the kids, was only talking about her. Don't give her Malkus because we're worried about the kids. What about him? What about the guy? So, when it's Ein Baila Be'ir, we don't give her Malkus. Aval Oso Malkin! But we do give him Malkus to Lech Laz, Deman Yadda Debavura Hunilka. That's not going to cause Laz for the children. No one associates some random guy with this woman's children. He's not her husband, he's some other guy. So no one's going to connect those two, so we would of course give him Malkus. Comes Rashi and says, Baila Be'ir, Ein Choshin Mishum Yichud Lal Koso. Now what? That we don't give him Malkus. So is Rashi saying that it's Asur? Yeah, it's Asur. But the Chiddush is you don't give Malkus to him either when it's Baal Be'ir. But it's still Asur. Now he doesn't answer Tosfos Kasha, what do we do about that story? But he answers the other Kasha we started with. Which is, if we just said you don't get Malkus even when it's Ein Baila Be'ir, what are you adding? Baila Be'ir, you don't get Malkus. So we said, oh, maybe he's assuming like Marzutra, then normally Malki Machriz. So even Marzutra, so Malki Machriz would say Baila Be'ir, you don't have to be Malki Machriz. No, even if you assume like Ravashi, they don't give Malkus to an Eishes Ish for Yichud. Still it's a Chiddush. Baila Be'ir, not only do you not give Malkus to her, you don't even give Malkus to the guy. So So you want to like look back at Rashi and say, what does he say? Lahakosa lahakoso. Right? What does Rashi say? Lahalkos. To give Malkos at all. To him, to her. It's not talking to him or to her. It's Lahalkos. At all. Why? She's not going to get Malkos because of the Laz al-Banea. He's not going to get Malkos because there's Bailabir. That's how the Bach understands. However, the Rambam Lashitaso can't understand this way. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Perchav Beis Vil Surabi Alacha Gimel, which I don't have. The Rambam writes that when Yichud is done with an Eshes Ish and there's no Bala Bi'ir, nobody gets Malkus. The guy doesn't get Malkus either. Ooh, so then what? Then you can't read that Bala Bi'ir, we're not going to give the guy Malkus. We're not giving the guy Malkus anyway. Even when there's no Bala Bi'ir, you're not getting Malkus. The Rambam understands not like Rashi. Rashi may have understood that when there's no Baila Bi'ir, you're not going to give her Malkus, but you will give him Malkus, comes Baila Bi'ir and says you don't give him Malkus either. But the Rambam understood even when there's no Baila Bi'ir, neither he nor she is getting Malkus. Why not? Why isn't the guy getting Malkus when there's no Baila Bi'ir? So the Rambam would probably say, people would understand what he's getting Malkus for. You see a guy getting flogged, you're not going to ask why he's getting flogged. You'll ask, what's going on over here? What did this guy do? Seems so inhumane. You're just beating the gesundheit out of the guy. What's going on? I say, oh, he had yichud with Mrs. So-and-so. Ooh, I wonder if he's the father of Mrs. So-and-so's children. You know, that one child that's 6'2" and her husband's only 5'6". So, it's going to be Motzi Laz also. So that's the Bach. But again, the Bach doesn't help us entirely because he's not really answering Tulsa's Kasha. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perchav Beis actually deals with the Kashas that Tulsa asks on Rashi. Oh, these Makomos are terrible. I didn't actually put any of the correct Makomos in here. Okay. Maybe we'll save Rav Shach for next time. We'll do the Taz now. The Taz and Evan Ezra, Simchav Beis, have gotten Zion also not in your packets. I'll have to make you other packets. But the Taz writes, the Taz you can find on the bottom of the page in Evan Ezra. It's not on the side. On the side of the page you have the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkos Mechokin. On the bottom of the page, the Taz writes, he quotes Rashi, and he points out what Tosfos Kasha is on Rashi. And he writes, Vinir Lefarish, he says, I don't think Rashi means that there's an Isser to have Yichud when there's Balabir. Just because he says you don't get Malkus doesn't mean that you do get an Isser. Could be that there's no Isser either. Why does he highlight the Malkus? He says, Lola Medak to Isser Yesh. Not so that you could be Medayik, oh, but there must be an Isser. Devade Lomatsinu Chilik bein Isser Lamalkus. There's no chiluk between Isser and Malkus. Whenever there's an Isser, there's Malkus. When there's no Malkus, there was probably no Isser. Except for by an Eshes Ish. Okay. V'rashi kan baldesakein shalot tema demayri kan min Isser isha al baila. Rashi's just trying to tell us, don't think that what we're saying over here is baila bi'ir, ein chosh mishum yichud, the woman is still going to be mutaris to her husband. She's not going to be asura to her husband. As opposed to Ein Baila Bi'ir, that she'll be Asura to her husband. You might have thought that Ein Baila Bi'ir, she'll be Asura to her husband, but Baila Bi'ir, she's Mutaris to her husband. Rashi says, no, we're not talking about the Issa the Baila. We're talking about Lahalkos. Lahalkos means both giving Malkos and the Issa. We're talking about that there's Ein Choshin about Malkos and the Issa, that there's no problem, there's no Issa whatsoever. It's not just that she doesn't become Asura to her husband, it's that she didn't even violate an Isser. So the Diuk in Rashi is incorrect. It's not that Rashi saying you don't get Malkus but you did an Isser. No, you don't get Malkus because there was no Isser. And not what you would have thought, that not only is it an Isser then you would have thought that it's an iser, it's just that you're not going to become asur to the husband. She's not going to become asur to the husband from it. No, don't think that. Well, why would I have thought she becomes asur to the husband from it? Let me ask you something. When it's ain by Labir, she becomes asur to the husband when she has yichud with another guy? So what did the Gemara just say? We read that Gemara. Amar Rav, Malkan ali yichud ve'ein osrun ali yichud. We don't make her asur to her husband anyway from yichud alone. So even when it's ain by Labir, ain osrun ali yichud. So Rashi's whole chiddush is that when it's by Labir, she's not going to be asur to the husband? Not Rashi. Rashi thinks that we're going to interpret by the ears that she's not going to be asur to the husband, and that's why Rashi has told us, no, it means that there's no avera whatsoever. Because I would have thought it means that she's not going to be asur to the husband. She's not asur to the husband anyway. Even if it's ain't by the ear. Why would I have a havamina to interpret that way? Says the Taz, I'll tell you why you'd have a havamina. Why is it that we don't make her asur to her husband when she has yichud? So one might have thought, because Motzilaz al Baneha. And what if she doesn't have any children? So one might have said, ooh, then we'll make her asur to her husband. One might have read the Gemara, ain osun al yichud if she has kids because of the laz al Baneha. But if she doesn't have kids, we would asur al yichud by lebeir ain choshen, we're not going to make her asur to her husband. So Rashi says, scratch all that. It's not talking about whether she's asur to her husband. She's never asur to her husband. Why she never asked her husband? We don't even know that she had bia. We just know yichud. She's never asked her husband. Ein choshem mishum yichud with bai lebir means that when there's bai lebir, it's total heter. It's heter gamur. Then Taz says, and I'm aware that my father-in-law made some sort of chiluk between the guy and the girl, and he says that's ridiculous. Umori chamizal chiluk bein lokin ashneim or lokin osol levad. Lo yadana shum chiluk b'zeh devad v'makam shalokin lokin ashneim. This right cause v'yishalish l'kolon shum shum Torah. There's no way that one guy, one of the parties in the same Avera would get Malkus and the other one wouldn't get Malkus. We always equate men and women in Avera for all the onshin. So it wouldn't make sense to distinguish in that way. Okay, so we got through three out of the four explanations of Rashi. Bez Hashem, next time we'll go through Rav Shach. Take a look in Avi Ezra. We have it in the shelf in the Beis Medrash. And then we'll get into what Balabir means and why Balabir works. What's the heter of Balabir? Why does it help? And ultimately we'll get to Pesach also. Okay. Have a great day, a great Shabbos.